Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I'm here with my good friend, Amy Babinchek. Hey, Amy, good morning.
Good morning, James. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Well, yeah.
Asked, right?
We just celebrated that. How was your weekend and the weather?
The weather here was pretty good for the weekend. And Memorial Day, long weekend. I went and tended graves on one of the days, and we had a marshmallow roast out in front of my house with the neighbors on another day. So, yeah, it was a good time. I enjoy that weekend.
Yeah, about the same here. Just good weather and a lot of barbecues, a lot of fun with the family and friends, and good relaxing weekend. So eager to get back at it. So a lot of cool stuff to talk about today. I'm going to start off with the MSP question of the week. So the MSP question of the week, this is an interesting one, but you and I have kind of been chatting about this a little bit already, but this was really based, I guess, on an article that you also read, but it was looking for predictions for 2026 for MSPs. So what would be some of your predictions or thoughts of what MSPs need to do to get ready for 2026?
Well, you know, it's not my prediction, but, you know, I was reading a prediction that 75% of the services that are delivered by MSPs today will be delivered by AI by 2026. Mm. And that's a staggering number. Right. That's taking 75% of what you do and turning it into a commodity that somebody can sell automatically without the input of your expert staff. Right. Just making it happen. That's terrifying. Mm-hmm. Right? We've seen the commoditization of MSP services happening. Right. Yes. Exactly. Monitoring, maintenance, even security has been moving in that direction for a couple of years here, and it's moving pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And this said that, yeah, it's going to hit light speed here real soon. So I thought about that, and I'm a person, I consider myself, I live in the future, right? Just waiting for the rest of the world to catch up.
Right.
But this one catches me a little by surprise, even. And I don't know if it'll entirely happen by 2026, but maybe the applications will be there by 2026, but they won't be fully adapted yet.
Yeah. It seems, I don't know, we've seen some other data come out in the channel about AI taking over jobs for people, and mm-hmm. And the majority of people that laid off staff and tried to go that direction regret it, because AI isn't really ready for that. So AI is the big play in 2025 and, of course, 2026. But I agree with you. I think losing 75% of the average MSP services business by 2026, I mean, we're almost there, you know.
We're almost there. Yeah.
Too short of a timetable.
It does seem too short of a timetable, but I still think it's worth looking at, because I don't think it's, well, the timetable seems short. I think the prediction's probably correct.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an MSP today, you need to be looking at what you can replace 75% of what you do today with, and you need to get on top of that. So
I agree with that.
That's going to be a big, big challenge. We'll see actually how many of the MSPs in the market today actually make that shift. And I think we can see it happening. Mm-hmm. So what I hear from members of my mastermind groups is that sales has gotten harder,
mm-hmm.
right? Their customers, potential customers, are not as willing to sign on that first or second meeting as they used to be. They're taking their time. They're questioning the cost big time. They're wondering if some of this stuff is necessary, and they're wondering if it can't be done by AI. Like, do I really need you? Kind of thing is coming on super strong. And so that means one of two things are happening. Either companies are gearing up for a recession where they're pulling back and being very careful about their spending, mm-hmm. or they are seeing this adoption of AI in the rate and they're wondering, do I really actually need people? Can I just do this with an app?
Right.
And part of that might be that MSPs today themselves are installing so many apps on computers. And so the more apps you install that appear to be doing the work, maybe the less they actually value the people that are sitting behind those apps.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation. You know, I'll just call it the evolution of the MSP. You know, I, like you, I have seen more and more of the MSP traditional services. It's just so commoditized now. And mm-hmm. competition, people just keep dropping pricing. It's been diluted. And I've said all along that always look for consulting opportunities around things like, you know, like AI is a great example. I love looking at the MSPs really mastering one, not only how to protect their own data, you know, with the use of AI and all the tools, because it opens up all sorts of security holes. But you need to learn that first, and then be marketing yourselves as an AI-minded MSP or security-minded MSP that's trained on AI. You know, that's going to help separate you from the pack. You know, we've been encouraging our listeners to be doing that the whole time, you know, throughout 2025. And I see more and more people doing that. I just find it hard to believe that. I don't think they're going to lose out on their services. You know, what are we, 18 months out from the end of 2026? But I think you need to be looking at ways. I like what you said, Amy, you know, regardless of what the predictions are, you know, look at new revenue streams that you could be generating, you know, to, you know, for 75% growth. You know, let's think of trying to grow with these opportunities and not just save what you have. So,
yeah. And it's going to be tough because this means that MSPs have to retrain or replace the staff they have. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal, mm-hmm. right? A lot of MSP business owners are people that started off on the help desk and then, you know, went to do their own thing. So their mindset is entrenched in manage, monitor, and secure, right? Yep. If manage, monitor, and secure become commoditized, low-value process, that's never where you want your business to be. You want to be on that high end, that consulting end, like you talked about, and you're going to have to be proving your value. So even if these services don't get completely replaced by automation in the next 18 months, they will get replaced by automation in the next 3 years for sure. So that prediction timeframe may be wrong, but it is coming. And so figuring out what you're going to do next is going to be absolutely critical to the success of your business. I think MSPs are going to be unrecognizable 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So be looking for different ways to separate yourself from the rest of your competition in your community. And, you know, I've got to say this. I mean, what's going on through my mind is AI can't replace everything. I mean, how do you pick up the phone and call AI if your network goes down or you lose data or you got hacked or you think you got hacked? You know, they don't just show up at your doorstep in, you know, all hands on deck and help.
Yeah, they don't. Right. You're right. They don't. But the AI is getting good enough now that it can recognize those hacks. So it'd be quicker to shut it down. Human then has to come in, decide where we go from there. Mm-hmm. So there's still a role, but, you know, the expertise level is lower.
Right.
All this gets a lot simpler to do. Security seemed like such a big, promising area for the MSP, but it's kind of shaping up to be a very short-lived opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, where, because the AI is coming on strong in security, and so a lot of the expertise is going to get replaced by automation. And when that happens, a lot of your opportunity to really charge big bucks for that also gets replaced by the automation. Right. And you know what you said about you know, AI coming for jobs? It is and it isn't, right? It changes jobs, certainly. But one area, or really two, I can think of two areas off the top of my head that are where jobs are being replaced by AI currently. One is developers. The large companies, we'll use Microsoft as the example. When you're seeing their layoffs now, it's not the typical, we laid off sales and marketing so we could meet our stock numbers this quarter, and we're going to hire them back next quarter. That's not so much what's happening. They're actually getting rid of coders. They're getting rid of development staff because the AI is replacing that, ironically, because they invested so much in training AI to be great developers. So developers is a declining job opportunity right now. The other thing I can think of off the top of my head is long haul trucking. Right, that's been a good job for people, for really it, since it existed, right? But it's coming to an end, and it's coming to an end rapidly, and because the self-driving cars, you know, two of the goals there were taxis and long-haul drivers, and they're both rolling out right now.
Right.
And that's a dramatic shift, right? So no more cross-country.
And deliveries.
No more cross-country road trips for semi-trucks. Somebody may take it over for the short hauls, but, you know, getting in your truck and riding it long haul, that stuff's going away. Why? Because it was expensive. And so AI is coming after the high value jobs, not the low value jobs. So
yeah, there was always buzz about the local delivery services, the UPS drivers making $100-$125K a year just delivering boxes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you should have your son go do that. And now that job's being replaced by more and more, you know, drones and self-driving vehicles, so forth. So that's another area to watch closely over the next year or so.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of change. So MSPs, though, the change is also coming for you. Why? Because we're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out for that, a close eye, and start changing today. Don't wait.
So it'd be a good time, you know, normally you do your business planning once a year, you know, might be a good opportunity for you to kind of break out the business plan, meet with your partners or your leadership teams in your business and talk about, you know, some new revenue streams, maybe how you could embrace AI more in your practice, but it'd be a good mid-year exercise to do as well. Mm-hmm. That would be the advice I'd love to give you. And again, Amy and I, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got opposing views, you've got other ideas or comments, reach out to james@kernanconsulting.com. We'd love to highlight your questions or comments on the air, and happy to work those in the program. Love to hear from you. So a lot of things going on in the news as well. Our good friends, CrowdStrike is back in the news. Remember they had that horrible issue last year where felt like 50% of the businesses in the world to, you know, were enterprise businesses to their knees.
Yeah, worldwide outage.
Worldwide. And it looked like they're back in the news down in Georgia with that Delta Atlanta Georgia-based Delta Airlines has a big lawsuit going on, and they're still duking it out. It's still in the news. That's still a real deal. I don't know if they've got much ground to stand on, but
yeah, you and I talked about that, you know, when it was first happening. Delta just flailed around for a long time before they were able to get their services back up and running again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and I talked, and you know, from what was coming out, it was like, well, you know, Delta was not prepared for an outage. They didn't have the right staffing levels in IT. They didn't have a plan. They didn't know what to do. They just flailed around for a long time. Other businesses, you know, Starbucks was open in, you know, the next a day after, I think it was, and other airlines. Yep, other airlines were able to get up and running, but Delta just floundered. And they've been trying to blame CrowdStrike for that. And, you know, certainly CrowdStrike had some, you know, the outage was certainly there, an issue for them. But Delta's inability to recover from an outage is not CrowdStrike's fault. And the court cases seem to be playing out that way. You guys check out that article. James is going to share those links. Yeah. The court cases are playing out that way. You know, the judges are seeing that, you know, a lot of this cost and loss of business that Delta incurred was actually their own doing, right? Right.
Yeah. Interesting. And then AI is back in the news. We talk about, you know, the AI every week, but this was an interesting article that caught my eye, Amy. It's kind of a surprise PC partnership, but Qualcomm, a big chip manufacturer based in Southern California, partnered with Dell Computers. And the announcement of the Dell Pro Max laptop that's going to use the Qualcomm AI 100 PC interface card, the AI chip. So it's interesting, that partnership, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, well, it is and it isn't. You know, I went to a Channel Partners event last week, and Lenovo was there, and they were talking about the history of computers, you know, in the context of AI. Like, why is Lenovo putting AI chips in their computers? And yeah, you know, it's a question I sort of also wondered about, you know, because recently computers have been kind of disposable. We haven't needed a lot of power on the PC end of things. Everything's right. SaaS apps are in the cloud. The storage is in the cloud, you know. You know, everybody can just get a real simple device, but AI is changing that again. So, and Lenovo took us through a really great history of the computing industry when we had mainframes, where all the computing power was housed on the mainframe, and you had the dumb terminal just to, you know, input information and receive information. And then we went to, PC server architecture, where the server had some compute power, but it was shared on the PC side, right? The PC was actually doing some compute power. There was lots of storage. There was, you know, the client server architecture apps. So there was a lot of activity happening on the PCs, and we had to worry about our CPUs pegging at 100% and, you know, making our machines slow. And so you had to keep a pretty powerful machine. Now SaaS apps come along and the cloud comes along. All our storage goes off to the big data center, almost like the mainframe in the sky, right? Goes off to the data center. All the apps go there. All the storage goes there. All the processing goes there. All our PCs have to do is access the internet. We didn't need much down here. Well, comes along AI. AI gets created in the data centers. We've heard all about how many data centers are going to be needed in their building, but maybe not, because they decided to offload some of this processing down to the PCs. And so we all now need AI processors, and it's a third processor in the PC. We've got the CPU, we've got the GPU, and now we've got the NPU, which is what they call this AI processor. So the new AI architecture is going to be looking for that NPU in your computer. So if you are out talking to your clients about new PCs and why they don't want to buy that $300 machine from Best Buy, this is the reason why, right? They need good performance from all these AI tools that they're going to use, and they're going to become dependent on that processor in your laptop, in your desktop.
Exactly. And I love the evolution of how it's just gone back and forth, and now it's pushing back to the desktop. You know, the user, it needs more processing power.
Yep.
For AI. So interesting.
Yeah.
And then did you see the latest, the Gartner Magic Quadrant for 2025? There's several, but this one, they were talking about the security leaders out there, and it doesn't look like it's really changed much from the previous year. It's the same leaders that were just kind of interesting, but Zscaler, Netskope, Palo Alto Networks were really kind of the leaders in the security service edge, the SSE Magic Quadrant.
Service edge is a little bit bigger probably than most of our audience deals with. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a tremendous amount to say. Yeah, but this list is pretty consistent, so it doesn't seem like there's a lot of shakeup going on in that part of the industry. I will say my cousin's husband works for Zscaler, and part of his package when they recruited him from the IRS, which where he was before, was a whole bunch of stock. And he's doing pretty well over at Zscaler with his stock plan.
Yeah, I can imagine they're exciting company. But we'll drop that link up into the show notes and check out the Magic Quadrant. It's always interesting to just kind of stay in tune with, you know, the latest and greatest technologies out there, even at the enterprise level. So.
Yeah, the Magic Quadrant's always interesting to look at. So anytime you see those, you should take a look and just see who's moving. That's really where the interest is. And they do a bunch of these Magic Quadrants for different aspects of the industry. But yeah, always take a peek at them.
Yeah, I agree. So then what else are you up to here the rest of the quarter?
Oh, I don't know. I've got some new stuff coming out at Sell My MSP, and we'll be talking about that probably in another couple of weeks here. So I'm going to hold that for right now, but that's coming up pretty soon. So, you know, the M&A space continues to be strong, and people in our industry, especially on the lower end of the industry, we'll call it the sub 4 million, they still continue to need a lot of help and a lot of handholding through this. So we're going to try to automate a little bit of that for them, and we'll tell you guys about that when we get that released.
Yeah. All right. Exciting. Yeah. And then I've got an event coming up the end of June, June 26th, June 27th in Omaha, Nebraska, the Mastermind Live event. Excited to get back out. And I love speaking, and I love these events because it's such a collaboration. Just as much content as I know I provide, I feel like I learn even more from all the other presenters and the successful MSPs that get up on stage and talk about what they did that quarter and what's working and what isn't. So mm-hmm. a lot of good growth going on out there, and I always love hearing about it. So I've got that coming up here. If anybody's interested in getting more information, just reach out to james@kernanconsulting.com or visit the website, and happy to share that info with you.
Hey, James, I just thought of something I forgot to mention. I made a big purchase.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got a Starlink Mini.
Oh.
So I've been kind of waiting for this one to come out. It was called the backpack.
Okay.
But so it's now the Starlink Mini. And it does fit in a backpack, and it's completely mobile.
Okay.
So you can take it with you wherever you want to be, and it's got a little kickstand, and you just set it out. So I'm going to be using it on my boat this summer. And so I've got going to be gone most of the month of July out on my boat. And so I'll be doing these podcasts and, you know, holding my mastermind meetings and, you know, all that good stuff from the boat via this little Starlink mini, as I'll be mostly sailing in Canada. So,
nice.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to trying it out. Yeah, it's kind of cool. It also comes with a pole mount. So I'm thinking for the boat that I'm going to put the mount on the boat someplace so that I can attach it to. But I'm excited to start using it, and I'm excited about the portability. That's the kind of the feature I was waiting for with this.
Right. Yeah, I'm eager for you to work out the kinks and then give me all your pro tips so I can get one and get it set up really. Cool toys. All right. I love it. All right. Well, hey, good to see you. Thanks for sharing your wisdom with everybody. And we will see everybody back on the SMB Community Podcast next week. Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you. So reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.